AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The White House isn't saying China is behind the massive hacker attack of U.S. government computers.
No conclusions about the attribution of this particular attack have been reached at this point, as I mentioned.
But the investigation moves on with the suspicion that China may be involved. The AP's Ken Delanian is in Washington.
The U.S. government has been very good about developing what a Chinese cyber attack looks like. There's certain malware signatures, certain kinds of attacks. There's like the hours the hackers are working. They look at that. They look at Chinese language and the code.
The cyber attack may involve as many as 4 million government employees. Adam Schiff is ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee. He thinks this could lead to other cyber attacks.
This is the kind of information that can be used for a cascading series of further breaches. So this is awfully bad. It may be about as bad as it gets in the non-classified realm.
Jolene Birch told the AP the FBI interviewed her last month about allegations her brother was sexually abused while in high school by the wrestling coach, Dennis Hastert. He would go on to become Speaker of the House. Hastert is facing a federal indictment alleging he agreed to pay more than $3 million to someone in his hometown in Illinois to remain quiet about prior misconduct. Birch says her brother died 20 years ago, and his first homosexual contact was with Hastert, and that it lasted through all of his high school years. Drug charges have been dropped in California against 14 people. More cases may be dropped following the arrest of an FBI agent accused of stealing more than $100,000 during drug investigations. The threat of tornadoes has returned to Colorado. Much of the eastern part of the state, including the Denver area, is under a tornado watch. Stocks had a mixed showing. The NASDAQ composite finished higher at the close, but the Dow Jones Industrials lost 56 points. This is AP Radio News. A friend of Boston Marathon bomber Yohar Tsarnaev was sentenced to prison. The AP's Rita Foley has the story.
Before being sentenced, Azmat Tezayakov tearfully apologized for getting rid of Yohar Tsarnaev's backpack after the bombing, as authorities frantically searched for suspects. He condemned the bombing, saying it made him sick. Prosecutors recommended 4 years in prison. The judge gave him 3.5. He's already been in custody for 26 months.
That's the AP's Rita Foley. OPEC decided to keep its oil output target on hold and predicted prices would remain low for the foreseeable future. Good for the gas pump. This is OPEC Secretary General Abdullah Al-Badri.
This is a cycle. We have less value for our barrel.
He told reporters $100 a barrel oil is in the past. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.